Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
You are looking good. Colorful. Tell somebody you are looking very colorful this morning. Amen. Let's close our eyes and lift up our two hands to Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, we are grateful, and our hands are lifted to you in honor of your name. This morning, you have gathered us to bless us. May we hear your very voice. Let your word come forth, bringing unto us impartation, bringing unto us liberation, bringing unto us revelation to establish us in your purposes. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bless everyone under the sound of my voice, and let everyone indeed be established in you, bearing fruit to the glory of your name. We give you praise, even in Jesus' mighty name. Can you lift up your two hands to Jesus? Lift up your two hands to Jesus. Our holy hands are lifted. We say, you are holy. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Let the lifting up of our hands be like the evening sacrifice, even unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Kindly take your seats. Continue playing. Welcome the person sitting by you to church. Tell the person. Good in your t-shirts, very beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, may it be a great reflection in your life, every area of your life, in Jesus' name, amen. Today is Generations Day, Generational Group Day, and we are emphasizing on our church and belonging. We are emphasizing on being properly integrated into the church and functioning well. You know, the Church of Jesus Christ has a way it works. And those that are in it, when they operate right, they are blessed. The church is a place of blessing. And we must operate right to draw all the blessings that God has for us in His church. You see, I know mega is God's vision. When we say mega, big, say big. So a big church is God's vision. Anybody who will tell you God's vision is a small church doesn't know God. God, He does not despise the day of small beginnings, but He doesn't remain small. He's a big God. So anything that starts small is not supposed to remain small. The destiny of anything that starts small is supposed to be big. It may start little, but God's dream is that it become big. So may I believe in what God believes in, and God believes in becoming big. All right, so our church will be a big church. Amen. We are becoming a mega church. Amen. Say, I believe in mega things. I believe in the vision of a mega church. Yes, not a small church. You say, oh, let us be small so that everybody knows each other. And I hear them. You perceive a yeke say big. Listen to me. When you are small, nobody respects you. No. Nobody respects anything that is small. At least we will bear with you when you started small, but you must be enlarged. He said in prophecy, he says, a little one shall become a thousand. A small one shall become a great nation or a mighty nation. So it is God's dream for a church to become big, enlarged, mega, huge. It is only in Christendom that when something becomes large, we start associating it with the devil. So the devil can make things big, not God. How? It's amazing. Christians, the moment something gets very big, we say the devil is involved. Abba! Please, tell somebody, your life, you must have big dreams. Remember, greatness was not man's idea, it was God's idea. It was God that came to Abraham and says, I want to make your name great. What do you think? Abraham said, I concur. You get it? Yes. He said, I want to make your name great. Come out of your father's house. I want to make you great. So greatness is God's idea, not man's idea. So any one of you that comes in too small and you think, oh, you know, Keteri say, unya kakrebi anuwa fanisa, ketuana sumjio, hey, Masa. Tell somebody, stop that rough there. We want big things. We may start small, but we will not remain small. We will become big. We will become enlarged. In Jesus' name. Amen. So a mega church is God's dream. A mega church is God's idea, not a small church. So he allows a church to be, because everything that is born small, but must not remain small. Can you just imagine your age? And when you are born, you are just a little baby as your mother gave birth to you. Will you be happy? No. So God is a great God, and he wants every church or whatever belongs to his people, no matter how small it starts, to be enlarged. Somebody say amen. And Shepherd Stream Church is going to be enlarged. We are going to be a great church. We'll be a big church. We believe in mega. Amen. Multitudes of people. Thousands of people. Amen. But you see, without permanent church members, that dream will only stay in the dream state. It will not become a reality. And when permanent members also don't function well, it will also not happen. It will only stay in the dream world. But for us to achieve mega, we must have our minds on permanency, becoming a permanent member of the church and functioning well. I know people, some people don't stay in churches forever. I mean, you know, one reason or the other, they'll say God is leading me. So, I mean, those things do happen. But amidst all of that, you must have a mindset of permanency and function well if this church is going to realize God's dream. So, today I just want to minister on 11 reasons why you must be a permanent member of Shepherd Stream Church. Because I need to let you know the benefits of being a permanent member. Why you must be a permanent member and not just be a dear member jumping from one place to the other. You get it? And when situations change small, you jump. Will you be here? You know, people want permanent pastor, but they don't want to be permanent members. If I came to you and I said, look, I'm abandoning ministry. Right now, I want to go into rice business. And I want to move and go and live in Accra so that my rice business can boom. You should find a way. You know, you want me to be a permanent pastor to you, isn't it? You also must have a vision of being a permanent member. Are you getting the point? It's so important. So that 7 years from now, you are still around. 20 years from now, you are still around. You know, I was invited by an apostle to go and preach in this church. I think last 2 weeks or thereabout. So when I got to his church, I told his church members, you see, there are some of you, you come and say that God is calling you to go and do something. I said, if even it is God and your heart is correct, you will still belong to that house because a son abideth in the house forever. But you see, when you are not a son, anything comes into your mind, you start misbehaving. Yes. How can you not come back to the house you claim you were part of that God called you out? Why can't you come back? Why? Me, I was in Family Chapel International. You know that church? Susanso. The Bishop, Dr. Victor Say. I'm proud to mention my father's name. Look, I can go there any day, any time. I call him, he picks. Even 1 a.m., he will pick my call. I go, I honor him. I do everything a son must do. When there are programs in his church, he makes them call me, call Chris. There's this meeting. I want him to be part. A son abides forever. I'm not in rift with him and, you know, trying to that what? My father gave birth to me and I've given birth to my children. My children are called grandchildren. I still go to my father's house. You see, those who have bad hearts, they spoil families. They spoil churches. If you claim God called you and you are going, why don't you go without spoiling anybody's mind? You said God called you. So go. And let God help you. There's no record in any church that I came there to destroy people's mind. My father loves me and cherishes me. And I mean, amazing relationship. No rift. So please, permanent members, they are the ones that become people that we can build a mega church with. Your Excellency is here. He's repping his t-shirt. This is a politician. He's all over. But sensitive times that he has to be around, he's seated. All these years, any sensitive time that he has to be around, there are some people, they are in Kumasi, they won't show up. They are in a doom. Hallelujah. So you see, if we are going to be a mega church, we need to believe in permanent membership. So 11 reasons why you must be a permanent member. Number one, 11. So the moment I hit 11, so count. Number one, are you here at all? Because you have to be a permanent member because the church is a family. The church is what? A family. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15. See, God believes in families. The church is a family. And when you are in a family, you believe you belong to a family forever. Nobody wakes up one day and says, I've resigned from this family. I've resigned. He said, my uncle is annoying me, so I'm not a family member anymore. Have you heard some before? No. A church is a family. So the day you acknowledge that the church you belong to is a family, you have a mind to abide forever. There's no family that doesn't have fights. My own, the fights. My goodness. They can fight. No, I should say we can fight because me too, sometimes I'm involved. I fight some. But I fought with several people in my family. I've not said, because I fought with them, I've resigned. I'm not a family member anymore. You belong to a family and you are a permanent member. Have this mindset. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15. Listen to this. He says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You see, God believes in family. And once you belong to a church and you recognize that you are in a family, people may offend you. Don't leave. Don't say, I'm annoyed. This person, the way this person is behaving, I don't like it. I'm leaving the church. We don't leave family like that. Your biological parents, did you ever fight with them? The fact that you fight with your pastor doesn't mean they'll leave the church. Do you understand? Do you know there are some people, I was really testing their hearts to see whether they were correct. So I said, get out of the church. And they went out. Their pride showed up. Go and check how many times Elijah told Elisha, please stay here. I have to go. He said, me, I won't stay. No, I'm following you. I'm not staying anywhere. There are some people, you see, they wanted to leave already. So he said, go. He said, ash, I'm a cruel. I'm gone. Family, believe in the church as a family. We are family. Huh? You are my brother. You are my sister. So take me by the hand. And we will stand. Stand right by side. The guy is adding on to the song. But it's a very powerful song. He says, you are my brother, you are my sister. So take me by the hand and let's stand side by side. Next week, I will learn it. We'll come and sing it. We are family. Tell somebody we are family. We are family. We are family. Those of you moving up and down, to and fro, by and front, look, settle down. Come inside. Sit down and stop the movement. They should join the family. So you see, you are my family member. I'm your family member. You can't take me out. Isn't it not amazing? Your biological family, when something happens in your family, one group of people they are waiting for is the church. He said, Nana, sorry for no way. Nana, sorry for no way. Because they believe you have committed yourself to a family that must honor you that way. We are family. Tell somebody, we are family. Believe in the family God has put you in. We are family. And you know, the moment you say, I belong to this family, the sense of permanency must hit you. Whether we fight, we are offended at each other, whatever, it should never take you out. Huh? Say, my friend, I'm on fire. Ufro, papa, no, I'm fire. No, just say, Ubo, if you saw your family member, you. Ava. Hallelujah. Number two. We must have the mind of permanency because we are part of a building. Okay? Have a sense of permanency because you are part of what? A building. You must recognize the church as a building. See? Can you just imagine you get to your house and your bedroom has relocated to the other house? Blocks don't move. Pillars don't move. They are stable. They are permanent. When you put block upon block, it remains there. Eh? So you are part of a building. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. 9. So decide, I'm a very necessary part of this building called Shepherd Stream Church. Nothing is going to take me out. There are some people, when even they relocate to another place, they just forget about the church. You know, one thing that makes me love the Church of Pentecost, that church, eh? When members move to other places, they don't join another church. They have in them that they can plant some of their church in that territory. That's how they spread. So a lot of their churches are started by common members of the church, not pastors. But you see, when somebody moves somewhere, because they don't have this permanent mindset and they want convenience, they just say, oh, let me just go to another place. Don't just go to another place. No. Don't just go to another place. When you go somewhere and we are not there yet, you can gather 2, 3, 4, 5. By the time you realize we have a church there. They say, hey, then who become the pastor? Now, who pastor? No, who baby? Yeah. Why don't you want to serve God? So you are part of a building. Look at this. He says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's Building. Tell somebody I'm part of God's building. Tell somebody. Yes, so have a permanency mindset. When we are looking for you, you should be there. When you are looking for blocks in a building, they are there. They don't move anywhere. You don't move anywhere. Become a strong, mighty pillar in this church, the Shepherd Stream Church. So that when we are looking for you, we don't search and search and search and we can't find you. Number three. The third reason why you must be permanent in the church, because the church is a garden and you are part of a garden. You are part of a garden. Huh? You are part of a garden. The same place where we already says, for ye are, we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Okay? You are God's husband. You are God's building. You are part of God's garden. So you are a beautiful flower, a beautiful plant in God's garden. Isaiah 5 verse 5. You know, I love flowers, so I do transplanting of flowers. When you transplant flowers and you are not careful, they will die. See, the best thing is where you plant the flowers, you must leave it there. Then, even trees, then they shoot roots deeply into the ground. Then they can grow tall. If in 2 years you are removed, you are placed in a different place, 3 years, you are removed. You will not become what God wants you to become. So understand that you are part of a garden. You are a plant that must be rooted. Then you bear fruit upwards. Say, I'm part of God's garden. Say, I am a beautiful plant in God's garden. Say, I have a permanent mindset. Yes, you don't say, I'm removing myself to a different place. Don't be changing churches like you are changing clothes. The church is not like that. When you are not planted in one place for a very long time, you don't see the blessing. Oh, today you are here, tomorrow you are here, you are today, you are here. You know, I believe in prayer. But I see, I heard a pastor who leads a prayer that a lot of people have signed on to say something. He said that he met someone. Then he asked the person, he mentioned his prayer time's name. Do you pray with? They said, oh no, my pastor doesn't like me, us doing that. He wants us to be focused. So the other time when I displayed it, my pastor got angry. Do you understand? That why are you doing this? You should be focused. If you belong here, belong here. If you belong to another place, go and belong there. So my pastor was angry. Then the man said something. He said, later, they found out that the pastor, this person's pastor, was sleeping with young ladies in his church. Listen carefully. Listen. Young ladies in his church. Then he said something. Then he said, have you seen? He is stopping you from what will help you because he knows he is not correct. Then I said, oh, so you are God now. You see how people can be very selfish who are pastors? Once it is theirs that is doing well, everybody's own shouldn't work. And now a pastor has fallen. Look at what another pastor is saying. Because his member was coming to pray with you and he said that he shouldn't. Some of the selfish people you can find on earth are pastors. You don't like my message? Look, you can take it offline. I'm talking to my church. I'm not talking to another pastor. Come and see envy and jealousy and how they can hurt each other because they can see progress with this one and they don't like it. Pastors who? Then I said, why should you say such a thing? Oh, the man of God has fallen to sexual sin. So now, you are now making it look like because he was not correct. Sound. There was a man who was attacking
pastors who had fallen. Huh? What he fell into. He didn't fall with women. He fell with men. You see, the Bible says, when somebody falls, you that are spiritual, restore the one, and you be careful, because you can also fall. When a man falls and you are happy, God is not happy with you. You see, now that you are standing strong and the person has fallen, now the person is trying to prevent his member from coming to pray with you, and now you heard he's falling, you are glad. I said, Kaish, there's something wrong. Listen, there's no way your pastor, myself like this, I will know what you are doing. Whether you are praying with Omega family or you are praying with whoever, I am pastor. If you respond to me well, you will have the blessing that God wants to give you, you will have it. I may not operate like somebody else. Who said we should operate the same way? And who said because they are operating the same way, that is because God approves of that? Who said so? No, who said we are all supposed to pray at midnight? Who told you? Where did you get that from? And because you are also not waking up to pray at that time, God won't answer your prayer. Who told you? No, who told you? Go and check. Our parents went to Methodist and Presbyterian. They were not praying at center. Do you know? They gave birth to us. What are you talking about? No, you say you went somewhere and your pastor is angry. They say, why should your pastor be angry? You should go. You should be able to go where you want. Sir, you should be able to go where you want. Sir, when I catch you, say, sir, I'm going to suffer. Because those people, you see, they are not pastors, so they don't care. Okay. If you are a shepherd, who can you could be a man of funny and found? No, I mean, I'm a shepherd, I'm a pastor. Stay in the church and stop running around. Oh, the person has what? How many members? So he's more powerful than your pastor. Mumu be saying na mu mama papa no e looky foolish no. Obi or Benz into or some butcher papa on. On the dobe yase. No, it's a serious thing. And people don't respect the local assembly. They don't respect their pastors. They don't have any honor. Because they see a man praying online. It is easy to pray online. You say, hey, is it? No, it's not. It's not easy. The same way it's not easy to be a pastor. You don't like my message? Yes, I'm talking about permanent membership, so I will say it. Today you are in Gobbledygook. I saw a young lady. There was this prayer time. Please, I'm not against any prayer time. Don't say the pastor, he doesn't. No, I'm not. Please. I saw, she will come to me wanting attention. Then I saw her in some meeting. I said, who could I be? Then I said, when you come to me and you need attention, you want me to give you that attention? Uh-huh. Because me, my attention, it is for those that I am called to. And I'm not called to everybody. And I don't want this mixture. And now we didn't say count. Ochina we didn't say count. Ochina prophet come. Hey, I was about to. No. I was just. Today you have been removed. You are planted here. Today you are here. Tomorrow you are here. Look, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Check any proper church. They enforce this. Go to Church of Pentecost and listen to some of the things they tell you. And when you are not serious, you think, oh, you can just move around and just do anything. It doesn't work that way. And you are subscribed. You are subscribed to so many prayer channels. So now when even that thing happens, we don't know whose God did it. We don't know. We don't know whose God did it. Because you, every prayer, you are part of it. No wonder when we say, let's do this in church. Because of that, you cannot focus. Look, life is short. It takes a lot to focus on something. So please, when you choose, focus on it. Then you will get all the energies from it. Don't divide your attention. Today, here. Because you heard somebody's testimony from a certain prayer ground, you think you can't have testimony in your church. Now, testimony, you are in your can't you be Adumoho? And let me use that to say this. Please, when you see a man of God has fallen or has a problem, please don't join those who talk against them and laugh. Oh. The way you can fall, you that is seated here like this, the way you can fall. So you pray, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Yay. And Lord, help him to stand again. Don't laugh at people when they fall. Am I? There was a man in a service. There was this pastor who fell. A pastor in America. He fell. And everybody rejected him. He had fallen to something. You know the things? These things. But another pastor invited the fallen pastor to his church and encouraged him and trusted him with his pulpit to preach to his congregation. Then there was a man sitting in the meeting. Afterwards, he went to this pastor who invited. Then he said, can you come and see me? The pastor was a bit surprised because he was just in the shorts and all that. He said, come and see me. He said, under normal circumstances, he won't go. But he was prompted. You go. You don't know what he wants to tell you. So he went. Then when he followed to the address, it was a big mansion. Then the man signed a check, $5 million. He said, this thing you did by strengthening the one that fell, I am touched to give you five. Because the man was explaining how they built in a very expensive area, how he got the money. And he was explaining that. When you laugh at people who are falling, God is not happy with you. Strengthen the arms of the feeble. Strengthen the knees of the weak. Don't say because they're falling, they no longer belong to God. No. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And for your information, when I see that you belong here, you are Double God prayer center, I lose interest in you. Yes, your baby I day. Or baby I day. H3.
N9.
No woman wants to share her man with another. Now suffer the sound. Don't you understand godly jealousy? Don't you understand godly jealousy? Why no suffer? Who is your pastor? You have a virtual pastor and you have a face-to-face pastor. Virtual pastor and face-to-face pastor. No. Choose who is your pastor. The moment, because it's almost like there's this kind of crouching bizarre. Eh? Anyone were display? There was a certain lady. Eh? The way he or they are so fufufro charming, papa, serious. I say, hey, whoa. Whoa. A baby dropping here, I'm perfuming few no. It's true because who is your pastor? And I say, you see, the way you call me and you want me to respond, call that person and see if he will respond. Let that person come to engagement. So me, that person, the moment I saw her like that, I said, wait, the engagement, Minko. Man console. Minko. Because Uncle Fred, the ordinary Jifans, Uncle Fred, no more engagement. Said, you are happy because the person have 50,000 followers on Facebook. Kofreni Brown engagement. Owa. Kofreni no me dedicate uba. Owa ria. Konon shiraso. Ah. Na wu de ne chire na wu bibi wu ase me na me mra me bonsa. Kofreni no me bonsa. Simple. No, you see, a lot of people don't respect the local assembly. They don't. Because of all these movements that have come. Master, respect the local assembly. Oh, because a day is going to come, you will see that the local assembly is the real church. Not all these virtual churches happening. Oh, all these virtual churches. Who is your pastor? Number four. Number four. You must have this mindset of permanence because you are part of a tree. You are part of what? John 15, verse 5. And see, when you hear any pastor who has a big ministry rubbishing small ones, you see, say, this spirit, I don't. Because you too, didn't you start small? Why are you rubbishing small ministries? Yes, we say mankuma mamusro, mankuma mamusro, mankuma mamusro. Huh? I am the vine. Ye are the. You know, branches are permanently connected to trees. A branch doesn't take a vacation. You say, where are you going? I'm going to UK. A branch is connected to the tree. Branches don't take vacation. So you are a branch in this tree called SSC. Decide, I'm permanent. I am permanent. I heard a story of a pastor who was building, and the contractor was a church member. So the contractor said, I want to make the floor very nice. So the pastor said, it's good, but why? He said, because me, my mind is to stay in this church permanently. And I will die here. So that when my coffin is being brought into the church, nobody will slip to fall. The pastor said he laughed, but he got something. That the man was so conscious of being permanent that he has even thought of when he dies. Permanent. So you are a branch. Decide to stay permanently in the tree. Huh? Yes, hallelujah. Don't be moving around. Stay connected. Don't cut yourself. Huh? Then you try to reattach yourself to another. There are some people who left this church. Whatever they come into my mind. Especially those who are very proud. I laugh. The reason I laugh is that I said, you will realize even in eternity that this was your family. See, they are trying to attach themselves to some other places, but you can see that it is not attaching. Yeah. So you are a branch. Stay connected to the tree. Number. Hey, I said I'm giving you how many? Hey. Okay, let's go. The reason why you must be a permanent member is you will flourish when you are planted. Psalm 92 verse 13. Psalm 92 verse 13. When you are planted, you see, you develop solid root system. And you can bear fruit. You flourish. Psalm 92 verse 13. Quickly. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall what? Flourish in the courts of our God. Your businesses will flourish. You see, there are a lot of benefits of a mega church. Do you know when a church grows large, you have potential customers for your business? Yes. Yes. I say, no, Pastor, how are you thinking about it that way? Why shouldn't I think about it that way? Why shouldn't I? You have potential husbands and wives. When I started this church, I was already married. So me, I didn't find a wife in the church. But do you know how many people have found wives in the church? And are still locating. And when we get larger, we'll have more marriages. More males, more females, more marriages, more weddings. Then you see people who start businesses who would employ people. You'll be surprised how you will flourish. Things will get better. You know, the future is bright. There are people sitting by you right now. You have no idea what role they will play in your life in the near future. You may be looking at them and it looks like nothing is coming. No, don't worry. You flourish. Tell somebody, I'll flourish. Yes, you'll flourish. There are lasting friendships. You know, there are some of you, you've become so close. You met in church, that now your life is so intertwined. Yeah, lasting relationships. Good relationships. Now, the moment somebody gets somewhere, your name comes into mind because now they are part of you. And you start flourishing. Please. You don't just jump. You jump. You know, those who just want you to come, they will entice you. I tell you, the local assembly, you must be planted. Number six. You must have this mind of permanency because you can invest freely, okay? When you are permanent, you can invest freely when you are permanent. You see, if you've built a house, when you are pouring money into your house, you are very comfortable because you know it's yours. But when you rent, it becomes difficult because anything you pour in is for somebody else. You see, when you have a mind of permanency, we have to build a church. When I'm done, I'll talk to you about the city church, how far we are with whatever. Huh? A lot of you get married in that church. Amen. If you don't, your children will. Amen. Yes. Yes. Beautiful life. Huh? Or you don't got what I'm saying. You don't get it. Yeah. So when you are investing, when you are giving, because you know this is my permanent place. And if it's my permanent place, I must invest in building it. Because you see? Yeah. So you invest freely. Number, I don't know if I'm helping you this morning. When you are permanent, you will have a family to celebrate your victories. You will have a family to celebrate your... There are many victories coming in the near future. Many victories. They have a saying. They say, a victory shared is double joy. But the sorrow shared is half sorrow. You see, when you share your sorrow, somebody takes away half. But when you share your joy, the joy multiplies. Huh? You are going to be very rich. Amen. Yes, when you become rich, you have people to enjoy the money with you. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, you have to understand, there will be people around you all the time. When you are permanent in a church. You know, except you are in a church and you don't want to befriend anybody. Church can bring many people around you. And there are a lot of us with such testimonies. Many people around us. Because we found them in church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12 verse 15. We'll be there at your baby dedication, your marriage, dedicating your houses, your new cars. Yes. Hey, yes. The way you guys are going to be wealthy, your private jets, your schools, your warehouses, your hospitals, your restaurants,
your hotels, oh boy, your shops, your fashion line, your clothing line,
yes,
your machines,
and we'll be there. You see, nipa na mweri, nipa na mweri, there be nipa na mweri there. Imagine you're fasting, mano. Nipa na mweri, Adam si yani. Nipa ni yadi yadiyo. Yeah. You see, whenever there is an issue concerning you, we will show up. We will show up. So please, permanent membership has a lot of benefits. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Number eight. When you are a permanent member, you will see the fruit of your labor. You will see the fruit of your... You see, it takes a long time before people start really bearing a certain fruit in life. You see? So when you are planted permanently, after a period of time, you start to see fruit. But you see, when you are not permanent, it may delay your fruit bearing. You see? So to enjoy the fruit of your labor, stay. There's coming a great future of beautiful harvest. Hallelujah. Number nine. You will avoid, when you're a permanent member, you will avoid the deception of short relationships. You will avoid the deception of short relationships. You see, there are people who believe in short relationships because they've not fought before. Long relationships are the best. You may have fought, you may have whatever, but you overcome all those quarrels and you stick together. If I have any opportunity right now to give somebody, oh, you think I will think about somebody I met yesterday? No way. I've known some of you for many years. I can trust you more than I can trust somebody I met just yesterday. Many years. Those of you that marry people you just met 3 months ago, you must marry somebody that you have known for quite some time. That all that they are have manifested for you to see some issues. Say, hey, Oba, we didn't hold you on con Oboa. All the virtuous ladies, clap for yourself.
Now they have your own. That is why always side chick look better than wife, because the side chick no, on no tafre ho, eti no. I also a year dear. Once you become a wife, look, there are things a wife must be bold to talk about. Look, husbands, let me tell you, your wife has the right to talk about certain things. No, listen. The Bible says your body is not yours; it belongs to your wife. And your wife's body belongs to you. Your wife should be able to tell you, bra okwe. Adiasa, Mr. Ome ma onko. You should be able to explain to her and get clearance. Don't move with me me be ma me na obe chere me be bia me cut and them ram in pie. What? No, but why is she your wife then? Why is she your wife? If she can't talk about certain things. No, there are things only my wife can talk about. Hey, she will say it. And I have to adjust. You adjust. You must adjust. Now, that doesn't also mean that the wife should make the husband's life terrible. No, I mean, you know. Because sometimes too... The wives can make the husband's life terrible. Like wives, let me tell you something. One of the best ways to let your husband listen to what you say all the time, the tone with which you say it is very important. You see, we men, we have ego. And we don't like disrespect. But when you come and you talk to us like we are children, it affects us. You can't come and talk. And you wouldn't even be also your own. Ah! Who are you talking to? Are you talking to your husband? Your king? No, you should know how to say it. Mira. Oh, even sometimes the time you say it. The time. Respect, honor. And husband, don't make your wife feel like whatever she says is not important. When you do that, you will kill the spirit of counsel that God gives women. Wives. There's a man who calls one of his dogs Tuknufu. Because the fact is that if your husband is misbehaving, who should be the first person to talk to the husband? The wife. But some men too, their wives can't talk. They talk, shut up. No, you can't treat your woman like that. All young men here, listen to me, please. If you want to benefit from a woman, give her opportunity to talk. God made them vocal than us because they have things to tell us. And now you don't want them to talk. How do they voice it out? If a male is sitting by, you say, kwami enkasa, if a female is sitting by, say, tell them, I am so more said they are more canon. I am more said they are more canon. Ah! And I'm more counselor. I am more canon. Now, I'm to comma. Hallelujah. You know, something happened in the book of Joshua. Joshua had the people of Gibeon coming to him to tell him that, look, we are from a strange land. He didn't ask questions. He fell for their lies. Be careful of short relationships that you really cannot prove who they are. Be careful. And that's one benefit the church gives you. Number, it's left with two. When you are permanent, you will have consistent pastoral care. When you are permanent, you have what? Consistent pastoral care. You see, when you are going into marriage, one of the minds you should have is no divorce. That is the mind of permanency. No divorce. Except they want to kill you. If they want to kill you, divorce is better than dying. Do you understand? That one is there. But if they won't kill you, there are some people I saw, they could kill each other. And sometimes, you know, some of them, they were about to get married, and I said, they didn't mind me. Because I saw it. I didn't know Rema, me shed the way I near me corner. Because mon Tim Hua say, they be on the Tim Hua Temsa Oba Jina on Coffin Bear Mount Swaya and Hu Tintin Titi. I bet an aye. Our ears we are brave and was semi and who yam. We say, I didn't moon yay. Mamun Rem. But sometimes, what makes it difficult for people to stop at the relationship stage? is because omuni oma yiye nieme bi ti we won kodim we won ti na man I complicated because them man is stress o job ana obo bore di osro osro Osro, because what has gone on? Dear Grasamato. But I pray for you. No, none of you will make such mistakes. Now you need pastoral care. Everybody needs pastoral care. You see, when you are a permanent church member, consistent pastoral care. Let me tell you something. When God blesses you with a pastor, a true shepherd, there is that which comes upon you, eh? That causes everything you do to do well. It's just a matter of time. He says, I will give you pastors according to my own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Then the next verse, he says, and when ye are multiplied in the land, multiplication comes when God gives you a pastor. And when you are permanent in a church, you receive consistent pastoral care. Number 11, the last one. When you are permanent, let me say this. Udin semonia, men yanin free me, what? Say, be a washia, say, be a co, yes, like be nazade, as a okase. Most of the time, when you see people trying to go back, they're backsliding and they want to dodge. Look, brah, ure brani and kasa. Brani nim komo. Didn't you hear? He says, he restoreth my soul. The restoration of soul is in the ministry of the pastor. The Lord is my shepherd. Don't run away. No, don't run away. Come close. Some of you think I know something about you that is wrong. So I'll use it against you. For what reason? I'm supposed to help you to overcome it. Until secrets na mini mini na nyame na me so be bua wate. Amen. But what is the essence of a pastor? I know your secret and it is highly confidential. It is with me. There are some things I don't even discuss with my wife. No, when it concerns somebody. No. That is not a pastor. That everything I know about you, I tell you. No. I won't. No. It's somebody's matter. And it is sensitive. If I would discuss it, then it calls for discussion. No, if you are come to tell me that you are a man, certain things are not going well. I said, you woman, and who you will be now. Said, no, you see, your if a pastor cannot keep secrets. He's not supposed to be a pastor. A pastor should be able to keep secrets. Top secrets is with a pastor. If I can't keep my mouth shut and everything about somebody, I will tell somebody else. Aye. No. God gave a pastor to you to help you stand. So if you have a problem, do you know sometimes, maybe let's say I'm dealing with couples. At first, I would want to meet couples together. But now I want to meet them separately. Because assembly or me person to me catchre okuno or yirin tibi. Because omu yina te wono tibia. Why are you fast mama? I was saying to me can assembly su chire or yirea. Okuno tibi. Any award ye come ubo my head. Yeka. Now the yiri te ho. Wanya de bema yes. Ose u gun animas one yire animas akan. And you are the no. The worst part is once you are Kogumenimas was offering him. Once you were Gumenimas was offering him. You see? So I advise husbands and wife, if you have something to talk about, come and see me. Don't come together. You, husband, come and just talk to me. I know how to deal with your wife. Oh, Krampus, oh, no, I can't tell me. I'm telling you. Debbie says, yeah, I'm a cardia by mankind. Because do you know I can talk to you, eh? You will think it's word of knowledge. No. I am a pastor. I can talk to you. You will think I have word of knowledge. Meanwhile, I have inside information. No, one young lady came to me and spoke to me about a guy. So I spoke to her, calmed her down, and sent her away. Then I spoke to the guy. When I was speaking to the guy, it's like God has spoken to me from my prayer room. You will never know. All I'm saying is that, hey, don't destroy each other. And when God gives you a pastor, he's supposed to help you stand. He's supposed to help you build your home. He's supposed to help you build your business. A pastor is not supposed to tear your life down. If you met a true pastor and your life has been teared down, all those who are misbehaving, check their lives. Their lives were built up when they were connected to a pastor. So please, God gives you consistent pastoral care when you are permanent. And the last one, number, when you are permanent, you will be rewarded for faithfulness. You will be rewarded for faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. And when you are a permanent member, he will reward you. Matthew 25:23. I'm finishing, please. Matthew 25:23. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy. He didn't say, well done, thou charismatic servant. He didn't say, well done, thou gifted servant. He said, well done, thou faithful. There's a reward that comes with faithfulness. And when you are permanent, you'll be rewarded for faithfulness. So I pray for you that you will not behave like a deer, but you will be maritally committed to the church that God has placed you in and function well so that you receive all the blessings. Can you give it to me? Give it to me. Give me the 11 reasons. Number one, the church is a family. Number two, a part of a building. Number three, a garden. You are part of the garden. Number four, a part of a tree. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number 10. Number 11. Amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.